Serve up holiday magic from Whole Foods Market. Save on organic spiral-cut bone-in ham and curated cheeses. Plus, explore limited-time finds and gifts for every gathering. Shop Whole Foods Market in-store or online. Terms apply.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The Koivic Pod on Off the Ball.
Like you said there with Grace Clinton, like if the club is serious about the women's team, you get players like that nailed down as soon as you can, because you can see the impact that she has on the team.
Subscribe to the Koivic Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Bundee Aki and James Ryan become the latest Ireland duo to extend their central contract. We hear from Munster amid their worsening injury crisis and another new contract among their coaching staff. And Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins looks to take a big scalp at the Aviva. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Bundee Aki and James Ryan have joined Andrew Porter and Tadhg Furlong in extending their IRFU central contracts. Aki's new deal will keep him with Connacht in Ireland through to the end of next season. He'd reportedly attracted interest from Toulon, and it had been reported back in October that the centre was already contracted until 2026. I asked Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins today for clarity on that matter.
Well, I mean, the details dealt with at RFU level, but my understanding of it was that his original contract had a plus one option in there that could be activated, and hence the two different dates. So this contract announcement is confirming that both sides have agreed to activate that plus one year that takes them into this extension. Yeah.
Now, in his 11th season with Connacht, Aki could surpass 150 appearances for his adopted province this season. The 34-year-old has also scored 17 tries in 60 Ireland appearances and could tour once again with the Lions this summer. Ryan's new deal, meanwhile, is the longest of the four announced this week. The 28-year-old lock will stick with Leinster and Ireland past the next World Cup and into the summer of 2028. Ryan has started 9 games for Leinster and Ireland this season and is just 11 caps shy of a century for his country. There's some good news out of Munster today to counteract the torrent of injury news that flowed out of the province late yesterday. Skills and assistant attack coach Mossy Lawler has signed a 2-year contract to stay with Munster. Lawler returned to the province from Connacht in 2023 and will continue to work alongside attack coach Mike Prendergast. The Limerick native has given an insight into the mechanics of working alongside Prendergast.
I suppose, simply put, I'm there to support what Mike wants to achieve on the pitch. So if Mike is talking about big picture stuff, I'm there to help him with the micro detail in relation to, I suppose, what our lines of running look like, how we set ourselves up, how we deliver our pass release in relation to, I suppose, all the little small things that make Mike's big things happen.
Lawler could yet see his portfolio widened should Prendergast ultimately be appointed Munster's new head coach, and it's an appointment to which Lawler would not be averse.
If it is obviously what he wants, he said that publicly last week. His name is in the hat, so I'd fully endorse it if it was something that came to fruition. So from that point of view, as a friend, but also as a working colleague that's side by side every day, I don't see why not.
As I mentioned earlier, the injury news from Munster this week is crippling. Craig Casey suffered a meniscus tear that requires knee surgery and no time frame has yet been placed on his recovery. The scrum half says he's devastated by the injury, but adds he's lucky to have the best support system that he could ask for. Similarly, there's no return date yet for winger Thakir Abrams, who sustained a dislocated shoulder in the Investec Champions Cup defeat to Castres. Jean Klein is to see a specialist after suffering a thigh injury last week. The Springbok lock had been close to a return from a neck problem. Peter O'Mahony is a doubt for Friday's trip to Ulster after sustaining a contusion to his calf against Castres. Short-term signing Dion Bluder will miss the game at Kingspan. The prop suffered a head injury last week. He's observing the return to play protocols. Dermot Barron has passed his HIA from last week, but he's now nursing a shoulder injury and his availability will be determined later in the week. Winger Liam Coombs underwent surgery last week after sustaining a chest muscle injury while in AIL action for Gary Owen earlier this month. And Conor Murray is also absent with an elbow injury, but Shane Daly is confident Munster do have the bodies to cope with a busy festive period.
I think in Munster Rugby, we're blessed with the quality of nines that we have at the moment. If you look at our roster, Craig, Connor, Patsy, and Ethan, I mean, any club would bite your hand off for that. Obviously, Connor will be hopefully back next week, but Patsy and Ethan are two top-class players that are constantly pushing at the heels of Craig and Connor. Which only makes them two better pushing forward. Patsy, the amount of work he's done over his injury period, and you can see how technically solid he was when he came on the weekend and the danger he has around that breakdown from his snipe and strike ability. And then you've Ethan as well, who is a really, really quality technician. So it's an area that unfortunately we don't want to lose anybody, but we full faith in what's coming behind.
Off the Ball is coming to the Three Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll, and in the white corner, England's World Cup winner Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or dsw.com.
Connacht winger Andrew Smith is unlikely to figure for the province until the other side of the Six Nations. He's undergone surgery for a thumb injury sustained in their Challenge Cup win away to Perpignan. Smith's been ruled out for 6 to 8 weeks. Back row Sean O'Brien underwent an MRI today on a hamstring injury, with head coach Pete Wilkins describing the injury as moderate, and he's hopeful O'Brien will be back in 4 to 6 weeks. Despite their poor record in Dublin, Connacht back row Paul Boyle is confident of beating their star-studded neighbours this weekend at the Aviva.
Yes, we'll do our homework on them where we can exploit them, but we have a huge focus on ourselves. We really believe, and the chat the whole of today has been that if we put out our best game, that we will win. And I am confident in saying that. That doesn't mean it's going to be easier in any way easy to do, but we have our focuses. We're going to really go after them and try and exploit them. But we feel if we put our best game out there, it'll lead us to a good result.
Jordan Larmour and Thomas Clarkson are doubts for Leinster on Saturday afternoon. Larmour is nursing what the province describe as a minor injury, while Clarkson needs further assessment after picking up an arm injury in the win over Claremont. Definitely out of Saturday's game is winger Liam Turner, who suffered an ankle injury last weekend. Leinster will need a better line-out this week if they're to continue their fine home record against Connacht, but Jacques Nienaber explained today that the 56% success rate from the line-out against Claremont was down to them performing in-game trials of upcoming rule changes.
From the 1st of January, there will be some subtle law changes where trying to limit the ball out of play time at line-outs will be one of them, where line-outs and scrums would be under pressure to happen within 30 seconds. So there were some, we definitely tried something new and something different in our lineouts that we feel will benefit us going forward. So it was something that we tried out. And obviously, with anything that you try new things out, there's always going to be a couple of hiccups. And like you rightly could have seen, there was a couple of hiccups, and it's some stuff that we have to iron out going forward. Yeah, I don't want to give away too much of what we tried to do, but there was definitely some creative things that we were trying to install from a lineup point of view. Okay. Because I think if you go back, if you look at our line-out success in the first game against Bristol, and you look at our line-out success during URC, it's probably roughly around 90%, maybe 88, 90, 91, I'm not sure. But we're fairly successful in our lineouts and our lineout delivery. It's something that we pride ourselves in. And one can maybe look back at it and say, listen, maybe not in Europe, but for us to get a genuine feel of how we would be put under pressure against top teams, it was probably we wanted to try it out in a big game to see if things work and obviously get answers. Failing it and then rectify it. So we got some nice footage to work with now. So for us, it's important that we iron that out, and we will work extremely hard at it. But we're trying to be as creative as possible and move forward. Yeah.
Jeremy Davidson has spoken of his desire to coach in Ireland someday. He's leaving Castres at the end of this season, where he'll be replaced by the club's current backs coach, Javier Sadurni. Davidson joined Castres in 2023 from Brive and guided them to qualification for this year's Investec Champions Cup. He told the Examiner he could thrive at a French club with a bigger budget, but he admits a return to Ireland would be contingent on him helping a club land a trophy or going deep into the playoffs, either domestically or in the Champions Cup. Well, finally, Ospreys head coach Toby Booth has left the role with immediate effect after being replaced by Mark Jones. The switch was supposed to happen at the end of the season, but the move's been brought forward due to poor form. They've won just 3 of their last 9 matches in all competitions so far this season. They sit third from bottom in the URC with a derby against the Scarlets to come on Saturday evening. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I will be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.